This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 10. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. I loathe my life. I will give free utterance to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, "Do not condemn me. Let me know why you contend against me. Does it seem good to you to oppress, to despise the work of your hands and favor the designs of the wicked? Have you eyes of flesh? Do you see as man sees? Are your days as the days of man, or your years as a man's years, that you seek out my iniquity and search for my sin, although you know that I am not guilty, and there's none to deliver out of your hand? Your hands fashioned and made me, and now you have destroyed me altogether. Remember that you have made me like clay, and will you return me to the dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and steadfast love, and your care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things you hid in your heart. I know that this was your purpose. If I sin, you watch me and do not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am guilty, woe to me. If I am in the right, I cannot lift up my head, for I am filled with disgrace and look on my affliction. And were my head lifted up, you would hunt me like a lion and again work wonders against me. You renew your witnesses against me and increase your vexation toward me. You bring fresh troops against me. Why did you bring me out from the womb? Would that I had died before any eye had seen me, and were as though I had not been, carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Then cease and leave me alone, that I may find a little cheer before I go, and I shall not return to the land of darkness and deep shadow, the land of gloom like thick darkness, like deep shadow without any order, where light is as thick darkness." In his commentary on the book of Job, Christopher Ashe notes that in chapter 10, Job asks four agonized questions to the God he longs to see. Why are you against me? Verses 1 through 3. As he continues his response to Bildad's arguments, the rhetoric of anguish and despair continues. Now Job turns to once again address God. He acknowledges his own bitterness as he freely tells God that he has come to hate his life. It seems clear to Job that the Lord is against him, but he cannot grasp the reason. He would like to know why God is intent on oppressing him while smiling on the schemes of the wicked. The question is a terrible one, casting doubt on the very idea that God is just. Why do you watch me? Verses 4 through 7. Job knows that human eyesight has its limitations and weaknesses, but he's horrified to think that God's sight might be similarly flawed, that God might be on the same level as us mortals. The problem is that God seems determined to find unforgiven sin in Job and to keep punishing him, although surely he must know that Job is not guilty. A moral universe assumes that God can truly see into human hearts. But if so, shouldn't he be able to accurately distinguish between guilt and innocence? What is happening to Job seems to call this into question. Why did you create me? Verses 8 through 17. Job writes movingly of God's creation of him. God has fashioned and made him with hands of love, shaping him like clay. As milk is turned carefully into cheese, Job was brought to life, clothed with skin, and knit together in his mother's womb. Under the Lord's providential care, he was carefully nurtured and preserved. Yet, Now it seems that God is busy destroying this creature he has so skillfully and lovingly made. So what was the point of making me in the first place? Job wonders. If you are only going to hunt me down like a relentless enemy. Why don't you kill me? Verses 18 through 22. Finally, Job inquires why God doesn't just end his life. As in chapter 3, he wishes he had died in the womb, or as soon as he was born, carried from the womb to the grave. It's hard to fathom a more poignant and terrible funeral than one with a tiny casket. But Job's life is so terrible, he wishes that would have been his story. His days are few anyway, and he is headed to the land of gloom, a place of thick darkness and deep shadow, a place without any order. The sooner the better, as far as Job is concerned. At least then he will be still and at peace. This speech does not get us very far, but we need to hear Job as he grapples so earnestly with the meaning of his suffering, for his search will bear fruit later. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.